You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
A young child born to a South African woman imprisoned in Mauritius for drug trafficking is being repatriated to South Africa. The child's mother has been awaiting trial for 6 years and is among 38 South Africans detained in Mauritius for similar offences. Joining us now is the South African High Commissioner to Mauritius, Dr. Slamalani Manzini. A very good morning to you, Doctor, and welcome.
A very good morning to you and your listeners.
High Commissioner, we understand that the mother of this child has been awaiting trial for 6 years. Can you take us through the case and what steps is the ambassador taking to promote timely resolution of cases involving South African citizens on the island?
It is true that the mother was arrested some 6 years ago and she's still awaiting trial. The lengthy awaiting trial is occasioned by the fact that Mauritius is very meticulous in investigating the cases, and once they take you for trial, they are sure that they have got everything in place so that they can be able to pass an accurate sentence. It is said that, as you have indicated, we've got about 38 prisoners relating to drug trafficking. As South African High Commission, one of our main tasks is to look after South African citizens abroad, so including the very same prisoners. So once somebody from South Africa is arrested, the prison authorities informs us, and we make monthly visits to the prison to make sure that the Nelson Mandela rules are followed in taking care of them. So we have done so with the very same person you're talking about. We have been visiting the prison for all this time during her pregnancy, during her delivery. And as she was bringing the child up in prison, we were visiting them. And when we visit, we emphasize the issue of the fact that this is not a solution to whatever problems they have. Drug trafficking is just not a good thing. And in Mauritius, the borders of Mauritius are wired. In other words, they've got all the systems in place to catch whoever is coming through illegally. And that is what we are warning our South Africans. And as we talk to the prisoners, we make sure that they also follow the prison regulations so that it cannot affect their sentence at the end of the day. So it is a very challenging problem for us to look after them, yes.
So what do we know about the child's repatriation to South Africa, and how do you assess the impact of incarcerating children alongside their mothers in prison, particularly in this case?
We follow the rules of the country. The rules of the country is that the child is allowed to stay with the mother as long as she's under 5 years. But otherwise, there is an option of taking the child to a child's home or whatever. But here, the mother opted to look after the child herself. So we appreciate that, because at least the child gets to grow up knowing the mother, because if she's taken away from the mother, it means she was going to be taken care of outside the environment, which is not even South African environment. So we appreciated that. That's why we made sure that we support her during that time. Now, we have welcomed officials from social development who arrived here on Sunday. We have communicated this very same thing from the onset with social development, that there is a child born in prison. So all along the 5 years, we have been in communication with social development. And now that the child is fit to go home, we communicated with them, and then they made arrangements that they locate the relatives that side, and they are here to repatriate the child to there. Because from now, if the child is not repatriated, it means she's going to be taken to an institution where she will not see a relative or a mother or whatever. So these are the country's rules, and we abide by the country's rules.
Now, you've revealed that there are 38 South Africans that are currently detained in Mauritius. Can you tell us what crimes they are facing and what possible assistance is the embassy providing, particularly in terms of the legal representation and maintaining contact with their families?
It's indeed 38 of our South African citizens are in prison here, and 15 of those are women. The crime is just one crime for all of them, drug trafficking. There is no any other crime which they have committed except that they were caught with drugs trying to come into the country with illegal drugs. Now, what we do as an embassy, as I've indicated, we have monthly visits to the prison to check on their condition, to check on whether they are taken care of properly. But unfortunately, as government, because the embassy is the government of South Africa in Mauritius, as government, we cannot provide legal assistance to people who transgress with drug trafficking in a foreign country. What we can do is to inform the South Africans, as we do now, that we advise South Africans not to do drug trafficking, because when they do drug trafficking, they will be caught, and in jail here, it's not nice. So we ask them to desist from that kind of a practice. But otherwise, with the general maintenance and everything else, the embassy do provide that assistance on a monthly basis through our monthly visits to the prison.
As the High Commissioner, how do you intend to hold the Mauritian justice system accountable for prolonged detention without trial? Because this woman has been on trial for so long now. How will this impact our bilateral relations with Mauritius, if any?
As we visit, we are not only talking to our prisoners, we are also talking to the prison authorities. And the prison authorities have got their own system of investigation and holding the prisoner accountable for the acts they've done. That's why I've indicated that they're very meticulous in making sure that each and every box of their rules is ticked, and they take time to investigate and try to find what is behind this, so that when they pass the sentence, they've got all the information. We do have that, but remember, if we've got 38 prisoners from South Africa, what about from the rest of the 100 and something countries in the world who are passing through Mauritius? So you would understand the volume of work they're also dealing with and the investigation which they're making in order to hold the prisoners accountable.
I thank you so much for your time and joining us this morning. That was the South African High Commissioner to Mauritius, Dr. Shlamalani Manzini.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.